In the morning to you, John. And he's on fire. That was good. In the morning.
In the morning to you, and in the morning to all ships at sea.
And to all boots on the ground, wings in the skies, hams on the air, human resources all charged up and ready to go in the chat room with noagendachat.net, and to all gays in the military. How you doing?
Which, by the way, is all, you know, you'd see, you could tell, you know, I mean, not to say that you can't watch the, go to Free Speech TV and watch the gay news, and because they out people on that show.
Right.
It's actually quite entertaining in that regard.
Right.
Because they're, you know, they out people. But you don't have, they out themselves on these talk shows because, you know, what's the gays in the military, I don't think was a big story this week.
Well, so I tell you something, huge story. Huge
in LA.
Story. No. Huge story because of the lie. Uh-huh. I see. I knew I'd get you.
What lie?
The biggest lie in the world about this bill. What were you led to understand about this bill, John?
That it just repealed the simple bill. This is what I understand. And again, because I never thought it was a big story. I never looked into it. I never thought there was some conspiracy afoot.
Uh-huh.
But my thinking was they're just... It just repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and you can say whatever you want.
Oh, really? And that's what you think it does? You think it repeals Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
That's what Rachel Maddow told me, and she should know.
She should know. Well, first of all, okay, so I took the time. This is what happened to me. I woke up at 4 this morning. I went, you know.
This is this morning.
Yeah.
You're telling me that this morning is when you fell into the pit.
As a bi-curious man.
Over this. As a bi-curious man,
I figured it might be smart to just go and read this Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal bill. Like, that's not a crazy thing to do, is it?
Well, I never thought to do it.
Okay. Well,
I just felt that if I could ever trust ever Rachel Maddow.
Oh no! I have Rachel Maddow. Clip for you, and all of these are very very short. But we must first listen to how it was propagated to us, and then I will tell you what is in the bill, which, by the way, repeals nothing, not a single thing. It does not. The word repeal is not in the bill. Now, let me play the opening act of this grand ceremony by our president, by Vice President Joe Biden, who loves to warm up for the president.
By repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell today.
Okay, remember, and I will read the text to you in a bit. Nothing has been repealed whatsoever. That the word repeal is not in the bill.
We take a big step toward fostering justice, fairness, and consideration, and that real cooperation President Eisenhower spoke of.
Oh, yes.
This fulfills an important campaign promise the president and I made.
So the president promised to repeal this, right?
Does he sound drunk to you?
Totally.
And many here on this stage made, and many of you have fought for
a long time.
And repealing a policy that actually weakens our national security, diminished our ability to have military readiness,
and violates security and our ability to be.
So then Obama comes out and he lies a little bit more. Hey, what you gonna do, Obama?
So this morning, I am proud, to sign a law that will bring an end to Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Okay, so remember these words. He is proud to sign a law that will bring an end to Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That sounds like he's removing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell bill, law, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he's lying. Wait, first we all got to go, woo!
It is a law.
It is a law, what? What?
This law I'm about to sign will strengthen our national security.
Okay, maybe I should just read you the law now, because it's not as much fun if you haven't read the actual bill. So here is the actual text of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And by the way, I got interested in this because the president twittered that he was excited about signing this bill. You know, the president twitters. John.
That's bull crap. He doesn't Twitter.
No, he does too Twitter, because he has a verified account. So you know it's him. He is absolutely twittering.
It's Gibbs.
But literally, it's like, I'm excited about signing this bill.
The funny thing is, before you go, I don't want to make this a Shaggy Dog story, but let me just mention that, you know, Sarah Austin, who does the Pop 17 out of the office there at Mevio?
Yeah.
Her sister, who's like just still in college, as far as I know, she is Hillary Clinton's blogger.
Oh, really?
And Twitterer. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's quite interesting. And she was in the office the other day to shoot something. I was like helping her get some school project done. So she left her State Department stuff. So State Department.
Cool.
Folders and binders.
That's how WikiLeaks got started, John. You're on your way. That's great. All right. So I have the bill now in front of me. This is S4023. And it's not a hard bill to read, actually. And it is it has a short title, and it is to provide for the repeal, not to repeal, to provide for the repeal of the Department of Defense policy concerning homosexuality in the armed forces known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Please, words matter. To provide for the repeal. It is not the repeal. And here it is. The effective date. The amendments made by subsection F shall take effect 60 days after the date on which the last of the following occurs. So, the way you have to read this, you always have to read it backwards, because this is what these guys do. And I learned this by reading the Lisbon Treaty. This is how you get fleeced, okay? So, the last of the following has to occur, then it's 60 days, and then this law goes into effect, which will then repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So what has to happen? Well, the president has to transmit to the Congressional Defense Committees written certification, not just a note, not just a memo, written certification signed by the president, the secretary of defense, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, stating the following. Okay, this is before anything comes into play. That the implementation of necessary policies is consistent with the standards of military readiness, military effectiveness, unit cohesion, and recruiting and retention of the armed forces. Are you still following me, John?
Yeah.
So they have. So these three guys, President, Secretary of Defense, Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, have to certify. I think it's okay. No, it's certification. And I don't think I have to tell you how long it can take to certify anything. Only when all of the, including unit cohesion.
Studies have to be done.
Including unit cohesion. Whatever that means.
Right, and the fact of the matter is the Marines are against this thing, so that this could become a stumbling point.
This will take years before the certification in. And it, in fact, this bill not only does not say repeal, it says, literally, I'm reading it here, no immediate effect on current policy, section 654 of Title 10 United States Code shall remain in effect until such time that all of the requirements and the certifications required by subsection B are met. If these requirements and certifications are not met, section 654 of Title 10 U.S. States Code shall remain in effect. So the president is lying. He did not sign a bill to repeal anything. He signed a bill for certification to take place, and then once all of that is done, and then 60 days, there's no trial periods, no nothing, it's still Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Big-ass lie. But the way it's presented to you, and this is what's important because we assassinate the media, the way it's presented to you as if the president is our hero. It's a campaign promise. He's repealing it. It's gone forever. It's not.
So you know, the problem with this is that this is like a small, meaningless, seemingly, but at least a lot of people don't, you know, it's not a big deal one way or the other. But the fact that you actually looked it up and found the whole thing to be bogus just is depressing. And I'll tell you why. It's because it makes you wonder, you know, is every bill and every statement, is every single thing presented to us by the media and the president in conjunction, is everything like, I mean, can we look up anything and find this to be the case? I know we can with the Food Modernization Act, which does get, again, you know, Rachel was all over as the world's greatest thing. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, what is the point of even watching these shows if this is it, like, and I'm, again, Rachel Maddow is openly gay.
Well, let me play Rachel Maddow's response then, since you've brought her up five times, because of course you have to look at what the media does. How does the media propagate this? I'd like to do two pieces, John. It's really important that we just follow this. First of all, I'll do Rachel Maddow, then we can get on to some other reporting. This is what her response was to the non-repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And this is not little nitpicking like I saw someone post in the chat room. This really matters. Nothing has been repealed yet. It's just like you text your $10 to Haiti. Oh, okay, everyone's saved now. I can turn around and move on with my life. And again, as a bi-curious man, I'm outraged that here's Rachel Maddow.
One of my favorite people in Washington, a veteran NBC News producer who I will not name because it will embarrass her, but who has seen it all and who is therefore amazed by nothing. Today she told us that she has never seen another day like today in Washington in all the time she has been there. If I were President Obama, I would have called a press conference today to
save the day.
I would have called the press conference today to cap a day that began with him officially signing the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. After two long years of legislative maneuvering, Mr. Obama concluded that signing ceremony.
So she said officially repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. She clearly did not read the bill leaning forward, MSNBC.
And by the way, what is the deal with her and this huge audience all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Did she get the backstory? I couldn't get the backstory.
No, I don't know. It's the live show. I don't know.
It's stupid.
So here's how ABC, the compromise news organization, I would like to remind you that the president of ABC News, his sister is a very high-level personal advisor to President Obama. So ABC News is compromised. Here's their reports.
The legal ban on gays serving openly in the military is a thing of the past.
It's a thing of the past, John. It's all over.
Apparently not. If you read the bill, it's not a thing of the past. It's still in play.
Is that not a big lie right there? I mean, it's just not true.
I think it's not. I think to lie, you have to actually have some knowledge.
Well, let's listen to this.
A good day for America as he repealed the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy.
Yeah, what's
today?
All this editorializing? It's a good day for America.
Well, that's what the president said in his speech. This is a good day for America because I'm about to sign something that means nothing.
This is a good day for America because I get to bullcrap you one more time.
BC7's political reporter Mark Matthews is here with reaction from a Bay Area resident who was at the president's side as he signed this historic piece of legislation.
Zoe Dunning, calling it a dream come true. She stood beside the president and beamed as he repealed the policy that Dunning has been fighting against for more than a decade.
So just listen to this. Not only are these guys being fleeced, but apparently there was a retired naval commander who has been fighting Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I saw this guy. He broke into tears.
No. This is a woman.
Oh, okay.
And she was standing next to the president when he signed it, and he's fleeced her. She didn't even read the bill. I mean, I swear to God, listen.
A hero's welcome for the president today as he fulfilled a major campaign promise.
I am just overwhelmed. This is a very good day. And I want to thank
very good day.
All of you.
The stammering is a giveaway. That's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
that may be a tell.
Especially the people on this stage.
Now, stand by. Listen to this.
To sign the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, he motioned for retired Navy commander and San Francisco resident Zoe Dunning to stand next to him.
It was surreal. It was amazing to think that I was just, 3 feet away from the president as he signed a bill repealing a law that I've been fighting for 18 years.
He didn't sign a bill. It's not a repeal. This is what drives me nuts.
I think you've made your point.
Okay.
Now, the stammering is an interesting tell, by the way. I didn't notice that. They had a guy on local TV who was the same thing, a little group of people, and they had this guy. And I swear to God, he broke into tears.
Oh, yeah,
they
have the picture of him crying. But this is what makes me so angry, because people are so used to, it's repealed. War is over. Yay! The people
war. We're out of there.
Right. So used to just believing whatever the news puts in front of them. I do have to play this one 30-second clip of the president because he essentially set up the research that has to be done, this years of research in order to certify that repealing. This is just a bill that says we're going to see if it'll be okay to go and repeal it. So he kind of had to set that up, right? You know, it's like, hey, well, we all know it's going to be okay, right? You know, no one's going to be against this. In fact, he got some proof for you.
Fighter said during the Pentagon's review, this was one of my favorites. It echoes the experience of Lloyd Corwin decades earlier. We have a gay guy in the unit. He's big. He's mean. He kills lots of bad guys. No one cared that he was gay. And I think that sums up perfectly.
That's right. That's right. Because when you're in the military, all you do is you kill bad guys.
That's all you do.
That's right.
You talk to these guys. We talk to these guys in the military. My son, both of them actually in touch with different guys that are in the military in one way or another. And one of them is apparently, you know, he's a Marine. All he does is string cable for
do all kinds of stuff. And what happened to peacekeeping? What happened to working with local officials and installing... No, we kill bad guys, therefore it doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, and by the way...
Which is a bunch of butchers.
And by the way...
Is that what he's saying?
And by the way, transgendered people, regarding any bill, shut up and sit down and pee, because you ain't getting nothing. You're not included in any of this. It's unbelievable. That now you go on the street and you do a poll and you say, hey, Dan, don't ask, don't tell. Everyone's going to say, yeah, you know, the president, he repealed that. It's all over. It's done. Yay. And nothing could be further from the truth. And I'm quite frankly, with Rachel Maddow up front, I am appalled that the gay and lesbian community is not up in arms. They should be outraged by this, by the lie that this has been repealed. It's a complete political tactic.
They're all Democrats, and they just buy. You know, if Obama says it, it must be true. They
must
don't bother.
They do no
research.
No.
They're ideologues. Rachel Maddow is the worst.
Yeah,
and she came on and did that thing with Jon Stewart, and he almost told her this, and she still won't listen.
So
she's just a terrible person.
So the only thing I will say for our president, that guy can sell it. So I'm going to play.
Definitely
no. Listen to this one, and then we'll go straight into thanking some people who helped with our show, support our show. So he does this 20-minute lie about I'm repeal it and it's great, and he does some history, and then he's talking about so now he has to wind it up, right? And the guy is amazing. So he goes from stammering and stuttering into his speech, which he clearly rehearsed, and listen, bless you, darling. And listen to how he brings it home as he's ready to sign this bill that means absolutely nothing.
And she whispered in my ear, get don't ask, don't tell done. And I said to her...
Listen to this. Listen to him go. You can learn something.
I promise you I will.
You can learn something from this.
For we are not a nation that says don't ask, don't tell. We are a nation that says out of many, we are one. We are a nation that welcomes the service of every patriot. We are a nation that believes that all men and women are created equal. Those are the ideals that generations have fought for. Those are the ideals that we uphold today. And now it is my honor to sign this bill into law.
Woo-hoo! I had a dream! Unbelievable. That guy can talk, man. He can do it.
What?